Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is Make the Devil Flee. Let's pray. Father, we come today ready to receive from your precious word. Father, we know the word is a lamp to our feet. So we come ready today, Father. Light us up, Father, with your word. We choose not to believe the world's ways, but Father, your word, because you cannot lie, Father. So we come today ready for more truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks are going to talk today about this topic, make the devil flee. My friends, I was recently talking with a friend who has been battling an issue in his life, and the devil has been causing him havoc. So the Holy Spirit prompted me to share James chapter 4, verse 7 with him to get him free from his issues. Let's talk today about making the devil flee and get started in 1 John 3, verse 8 in the Amplified Bible. The one who practices sin, separating himself from God and offending him by acts of disobedience, indifference, or rebellion is of the devil and takes his inner character and moral values from him, not God. For the devil has sinned and violated God's laws from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. My friends, we have to first understand that sin separates us from God. We are living for the devil when we choose to sin in our life. We take on his character and his values and not God's. So first of all, we have to choose. No, none of us is going to be perfect, but we have to choose to try to walk in the brightness, the light of God, and not the darkness of Satan and his plans, because he only does three things: steals, kills, and destroys. 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9 in the Amplified Bible. 8, be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. 9, but resist him. Be firm in your faith against his attack. Rooted, established, immovable, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being experienced by your brothers and sisters throughout the world. You do not suffer alone. My friends, verse 9 tells us to resist the devil. You see, people, we even have famous preachers that'll say we have no power against Satan, but that is so much against the Bible. The Bible tells us, you and I, to resist him. Jesus has already paid the price for us and defeated him, but we have to resist him in our lives. Now let's go to James 4, verses 4 through 7 in the Amplified Bible. You adulteresses, disloyal sinners, flirting with the world and breaking your vow to God, do you not know that being the world's friend, that is loving the things of the world, is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Pause there for a second. My friends, we can't choose to be a friend of the world and expect our life to go anywhere positive, because the devil is in that realm and he's stealing, killing, and destroying in our lives. 5, or do you think what the scripture says to no purpose, that the human spirit which he has made to dwell in us lusts with envy? 6, but he gives us more and more grace through the power of the Holy Spirit to defy sin and live an obedient life that reflects both our faith and our gratitude for our salvation. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud and haughty, but continually gives the gift of grace to the humble who turn away from self-righteousness. 7, so submit to the authority of God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. My friends, look at this three-step process that happens in verse 7. Notice, first of all, that we have to submit to the authority of God. We can't just ignore God, think, well, God, you're going to take care of all this. No, we have to submit to God's authority in our lives. Then number 2, we resist the devil. We stand firm against him, and he will, number 3, and he will flee from you and I. Praise God forevermore. Now let's read James 4, verses 7 and 8 in the Expanded Bible. So give yourselves completely. Submit to God, stand against, resist the devil, and the devil will run or flee from you. 8, come near to God, and God will come near to you, you sinners. Clean sin out of your lives. Cleanse, purify your hands, a metaphor for cleaning up your behavior. You who are trying to follow God and the world at the same time, you double-minded ones, make your thinking pure, purify your hearts. My friends, we have to choose to live for God, not half for God and half for Satan. As we come near to God, He'll come near to us. And we have to give ourselves completely, submitting to God, and stand against resisting the devil, and the devil will flee from us. James 4, 7, and 8 in the Message Bible. So let God work His will in you. Yell aloud no to the devil and watch him make himself scarce. Say a quick yes to God and he'll be there in no time. Quit dabbling in sin. Purify your inner self. Quit playing the field. Hit bottom and cry your eyes out. The fun and games are over. Get serious, really serious. Get down on your knees before your master. It's the only way you'll get on your feet. My friends, I know the message is a paraphrase, but that is so good. To get down on our knees before our master, that's part of our submitting, and yell out loud to the devil, no. Praise God. Now, James 4, 6, and 7 in the Living Bible. But he gives us more and more strength to stand against all such evil longings. As the scripture says, God gives strength to the humble, but sets himself against the proud and haughty. 7, so give yourselves humbly to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. My friends, we have to choose to give ourselves humbly to God, knowing it's not our ways in life, it's his ways. And then we resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Now Ephesians 4, 25 through 29 in the Amplified Bible. Therefore, rejecting all falsehood, whether lying, defrauding, telling half-truths, spreading rumors, any such of these, speak truth, each one with his neighbor, for we are all parts of one another, and we are all parts of the body of Christ. Be angry at sin, at immorality, at injustice, at ungodly behavior, yet do not sin. Do not let your anger cause you shame, nor allow it to last until the sun goes down. 27, do not give the devil an opportunity to lead you into sin by holding a grudge or nurturing anger or harboring resentment or cultivating bitterness. 28, the thief who has become a believer must no longer steal, but instead he must work hard, making an honest living, producing that which is good with his own hands, that he will have something to share with those in need. 29, do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good for building up others, according to the need and occasion, so that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak. My friends, I know we live in these times where Christians are being taught by unscrupulous pastors and other religious leaders that God doesn't care about sin. Well, he sure does. He hates sin. He loves people, but hates sin. And a big part of us fleeing from the devil is rejecting sin in our lives. Now, closing today in Ephesians chapter 6 in the Amplified Bible, verse 11, put on the full armor of God, for his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and all the strategies and deceits of the devil. My friends, if we couldn't stand up against the devil, why would God tell us in many places in the Bible that we can, including put on the full armor of God? Because we can successfully stand up against all his schemes and strategies and the deceits of the devil. We can make it through if we just listen to God and resist him, and he will flee. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful that we can submit to you. We can resist the devil, and he will flee from us in our lives. You didn't just fill up the Bible with words about this. You meant what you said, Father, because you speak truth. We thank you, Father, for helping us, Father. We know we're not doing it by ourselves, that you work with us, Father. So we choose to obey your word, submit to you, resist the devil, and he will flee from our lives. Thank you for helping us, Father. We refuse to be an unbeliever in this area. We choose to be a believer. And thank you for helping us. Thank you for your mercy when we've missed you in this area, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.